Got it there? What does it mean to be forgiven? And we'll be looking at forgiveness. Lord, bless your word to our hearts, we pray. Help us to understand it, not only to understand it, to receive it and practice it. In our Lord Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, what does it mean to be forgiven? Anybody know what it means to be forgiven? What does it mean to be forgiven? Are you forgiven? Do you know about the sin that God don't forgive?
Blasphemy.
Huh? Blasphemy. All right. Huh? But according to the Lord's Prayer, he said, if you forgive men their trespasses, God will forgive you. You know what the word teaches here? But if you don't forgive men their trespasses, God will forgive you. That's a sin. God don't forgive you. If you don't forgive people, God don't forgive you. No matter what you cry and pray and fast, God won't forgive you. Amen? So you see the importance of forgiving people? Amen? The first type of forgiveness, I'm saying I can take some liberty. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. You wanted to go in the room and come up with something. I want the treasurer and those who work with that to be out for the message. Amen. Sometimes they are working there and they miss what the Lord may want to say to us. So, praise the Lord. So, Debbie, glory. Praise the Lord. You might know Sister Debbie. All right. So, the first type of forgiveness you want to look at is forgiveness of the sinner. Now, you think Paul the Apostle was an easy man? Huh? Was he an easy man? And do you know what he referred himself to be as? He called himself the chief of sinners. But he was a man, as a religious man, I believe he read his religious book. He prayed, he fasted, he went to church, gave money to the church. And yet he said, I'm the chief of sinners. So he did so terrible that he referred to himself as being the chief of sinners. You know what he did? He persecuted Saul. Saul, why persecuted thou me? He persecuted the Christian. And he referred to himself as being the chief of sinners. The woman taken adultery, was she a sinner? The woman at the well of Sychar, was she a sinner? As a matter of fact, the word tells us, all of sin comes short of the glory of God. So if a sinner come, anybody here was not a sinner before you know Christ? Yeah. Were you not a sinner?
Yes.
Anybody was sinners, right?
Amen.
So we got a basic that we use, but it doesn't mean that this is the only way. First, what? You realize you're sinners, then we what? You're sorry for living a life of sin, and we what? Repent. In the name of Jesus, through the Holy Spirit. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe what? He came and died for us. He was buried. The third day, he rose again from the dead. We received Christ as Savior and Lord. Confess his Lordship. And the moment we did that, what happened? Romans 5:1, what it tells us? Let's find out what that means. Yes, Brother Chris. Brother Chris, a bright part, right? Brother Chris, what does it mean? Anyhow, that's not pushing this point, right? But I'm going to do that. People say, me come to church, I pass my tax, but I don't want to happen, right? You come to church. I just trying to get. Praise the Lord. So, Romans 5:1, what it tells us? Therefore, having been justified by what? We have peace with our we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So what justify means? Therefore being justified. Justified by faith. Huh? When you come to the Lord and you did those things that I mentioned, or you said, oh God, I believe in you, Lord Jesus, have mercy to save my soul, or however you put it. You know what happens then? All your past and every sin that you ever committed, you're going to be a murderer, you're going to be an adulterer, you're going to be a whoever. homosexual or not. You're going to be in a lesbian, it doesn't matter what was your condition. The moment you said, oh God, be merciful to yourself. Remember two men that didn't have to pray? One was saying, Lord, thank you, I'm not as that man. He said, I think fast, twice a week. And the other one said, oh God, be merciful to yourself. What the word tells us, the one who said God be merciful, he meant don't himself justify, right? He justified. Now what the word justify means? When you came to the Lord, all of us here, we came to the Lord and we received Christ as our Lord and Savior. What happened to our sins? Know what the word justify actually means? That we become what? Justification, sanctification. Come to Bible study and learn some of these words. They only sound big, but they got simple meaning, right? Certain things happen the moment you did that. So God be merciful to me. You know, all your every sin that you ever committed, they are forgiven. So you're cleansed from every sin. We sing, what can wash away my sins? What? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So all your sins are forgiven. And not only forgiven, but you're separated from them. Amen? You're separated unto God for God, and you're separated unto God for His purpose. So thank God. That's why Jesus said, He put it like this. He said, you must be what? Born again. All right, question for you. Is a baby a sinner?
No.
When the Bible says all of sin comes short of the glory of God, we're going. Does the Bible say that? Chris, all of sin comes short of the glory of God, right? Is a baby a sinner?
Mama.
All right. All right, this is Josiah, right? For prisoner, yeah. Yeah. Is a baby a sinner? Question fast. We gotta move on. Get some things. Is a baby a sinner?
No.
No. All right. Praise the Lord. This is Josiah. You know Josiah, right? Is a baby a sinner? No, baby's not a sinner. The baby has the nature of sin, but the baby haven't committed any sin. When Adam and Eve was in the garden, when God created them, were they sinners?
No,
they were holy. But when they commit sin, it's then they became sinners, right?
Yes.
So the baby is born, the baby is innocent. That's why Jesus said you must be what?
Born again.
To be born again means to receive forgiveness of sin, and you're going to have other things that go along with that. So good. Baby's not a sinner. So when you come to know Christ, you're a newborn baby. You're born again. God looked upon you as if you never commit a sin in your life. The devil come, you need a reason what? He was accused of the brethren. Look at them wrong. Look how you used to behave. Look at the torture you commit. Look at the amount of alcohol you used to drink. Look how you used to do. You have to tell them, hi devil, let me tell you something. That is what I used to be. I'm not that anymore. I said, I'm not that anymore. Praise God that my sins are gone. Amen? Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washing the blood of the Lamb? All your past sins are gone. Do you know when Christ, in the Old Testament, had what you call the Day of Atonement? What was the Day of Atonement? On that day, there are two goats. One was a sacrifice was made with that one goat for the sin, right? Then they lay their hands upon the second goat, send him into the wilderness, and all the sins of Israel. Now, once every year, this is happening. So all Israel passing everything down. And then the first one was sacrificed, that was sin. Then the second one took away all the sins. So for that year, they took, we don't have any sin. Right? Now in the New Testament, when John the Baptist saw Jesus, what he said? Behold the one, Lamb of God, which but he did not only die for our sins, he took away our sins also, right? Amen? So the moment you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, all your past sins are forgiven. But now, Jesus didn't only pay for your past sins, he paid for your future sins also. So past, present, and future, the Lord Jesus Christ paid for all those sins. Amen? He's a high priest. He made a sacrifice, what? Once and for all. He's a high priest, and he won't change. So we got to thank God for that. We came as sinners, we came as whatever. I don't want to know what you were when when you didn't know Christ. I want to know what you are, what you are now. Amen? Amen? Yeah. Now that in Christ Jesus we are different people. I said we are different people. Amen. I said we are different people.
Amen.
Praise God. Now that you are a Christian, you come to know Christ, all the past sins are gone. You think as a believer, sometimes we fall into sin? Do we commit sin sometimes?
Yes.
Huh? Do we commit sin sometimes?
Yes.
We do. And when we do, we need what? Forgiveness of what? When we sin, we need forgiveness of sin that's been troubled. Amen? So, after we become Christians, after we become saved, and if we do anything unconsciously, right, ignorantly, 1 John 1:7 tells us what? If we walk in the light, as he's in the light, we have what? Fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, our God's son, what? Cleanses our presently continuously cleanses of our sin. So if ignorantly we do something or unconsciously we do something, you have to be afraid of that. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
So thank God for the blood of Jesus. Then verse 9 says now, if we confess, 1 John 1:9, if we what? Confess our sins, he's faithful and just what? Forgive us our sins and to cleanse them. Now this is now, as believers, do you think we have weaknesses? We have weaknesses? Sometimes we don't want to do things. What we end up doing, like Paul, the things like that I don't want to do, the monks says, this is what I'm doing. What I don't want to do is the one I'm doing. Huh? You got to be poor, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me. So now it's true weakness. Somebody tell you something, you're trying to exercise patience, you're trying to exercise self-control, and you stay quiet all the time. Right? And you say, oh God, help me this time, Lord. I'm tempted, terribly tempted, Lord. Help me to keep my mouth shut, Lord. Oh, Lord. Amen? Help me to stay quiet, because I know if I open my mouth and say the wrong things. Amen? No wonder the psalmist, like, you say, I don't know if the heart psalmist had a problem with that. So he said what? Hear what he said. Let the words of my mouth and the what? Meditations of my heart be accepted. But then, let me say you say something, you should say you do something, and you, not because you wanted to, you know, you fall into it, you fall into sin. 1 John 1:9 says, if you what? Confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. So God takes care of your weakness also, if you fall, right? Good. Now, who was an individual in the scripture who fell into sin? Terrible sin! An Old Testament character. And let's find out if this man was forgiven. You know who he was? He was a man that was called after what? God's own heart. Amen? You know the Bible reference to him as being? But did he fell into sin? Now when you look at Bathsheba, when you look at her, you see, that's why you gotta careful what you're looking at, amen? Pornography is like poison, especially if you're a Christian. I said pornography is like poison, especially if you're a Christian. It can interfere with your mind. It can interfere with your emotion. And then when it finishes, you'll be in big trouble. Big trouble. So, David look on Bathsheba, like he's gonna control himself anymore. I don't know. I'm just assuming, right? Gonna control himself. Find out who's this lady. Right? Find out, you know, who like bring he took the lady and sleep with you. Right? I mean, see, he was a man after God's own heart. All those psalms that you read about, this David was responsible for writing those psalms. He killed Goliath. Come on, isn't that so? But he fell. Maybe because of weakness, I don't know. He fell. Fell because of sin. When Nathan confronted, you know what he actually said? 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel 12, and verse 13. After Samuel Nathan and said, "You are the man, David." This was something terrible he did. But did David obtain forgiveness of sin?
Yes.
Huh? Yes. Committing adultery and causing a woman's husband to be put to death, those are terrible up to now people may talk about it. Huh? Those are not ordinary sin, if you want to call them that sin is sin, but they're not a big sin if you want to call them big sin. Alright, look at 2 Samuel. I'm going to pull up on the screen. I might have to get it here. Just wanted to see that although David commits such terrible sin, that the Lord was merciful to him and the Lord forgave him. Now I'm saying, if you fall into sin, right? If you fall into sin and you make sure that you confess it, 14 hours. So David said to Nathan, "I have what? Sin against who?" Come on. What he said? "I have sinned against the Lord." That was a confession. Didn't the Bible say if you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive, to cleanse you some honor. So the man said, "I have sinned against the Lord." And when I got some people, how we call him Guyano? I know the white second guy instead. Maybe you'll get to. You call him wrong and strong. You ever hear that term? You ever hear that term? Wrong and strong. They do something wrong, instead of admitting they're wrong, they were the king, you know. He could say, "Nathan, who you think you're talking about? I'm the king." Huh? He was wrong. And some people, they confront them and do something wrong, and tell them, "Man, you're wrong. What you're doing is not right. Who you think you is to tell me I'm wrong or right?" And instead of humbling themselves in them, under the mic, they try to just, "It's me, you think it's me alone the sin? It's me alone the wrong thing?" Huh? You are in a serious condition, I tell you, biblically speaking. David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." And Nathan said to David, what? "The Lord also has put away your what? Sin. You shall not die." Who put away David's sin? Who put away David's sin? Because why? Confess his sin, right? Amen? So I don't care what you have done or what. Confess your sin and God will have mercy upon you. God. So, who's the person that forgives sin?
The Lord.
Huh?
The Lord.
If we confess our sins, he's what? What? Faithful and just. To forgive us our sins and cleanse them all in righteousness. Good. We have to use my what? We gotta get a class on the battery, right? But then watching two of them and that's getting more. Alright, praise the Lord. We gotta get a somebody wanna donate one, no problem. But if you don't want to be going to buy one from the church, right? Praise the Lord. I think that's why somebody donated, you know. Anyway. So, God is the person that forgets and yet don't go. All right. We have been Catholic here. And don't go to a father, confess your sins. Who did the Bible say confess your sins? If we confess our sins, to who?
God.
Isn't God faithful and just? You don't go to a father. Father, I've sinned. What did he say? And whatever. No. You go to God, right?
Amen.
Amen? So when you confess the sins of God, does God forgive you?
Yes.
Look. Now you think as human beings we can forgive other people too?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
But I feel like I don't like your head. You better like your head. I don't like your head. You better like your head or she head. I can assure you from scripture, if you don't forgive people, God will forgive you when you sin. You know what sin we committed? God is merciful to us. Alright. You know what the word says? Matthew 6, 14. This is the Amplified Bible. Here, Jesus our Lord speaking says, "For if you forgive people their trespasses, that is their reckless and willful sins, leaving them, letting them go, and giving up resentment, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." But you have, we as human beings, we can forgive other people too, right? So come on, there have some people that may have done you, hurt you, seriously. And I say, I'm not just serious, but seriously. And there's a test now. What the Lord said, "If you love me,
you
I'm not against that. People crying, crying to look at their knees, you know, I said, what about the thing that's in the heart for the man, I don't know, what? If you don't forgive the person, I will not, what? That's the Bible. I didn't write it. So we confess our sins to God. And what about if you... James 5, 16 tells us, confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins. So if I sin against God, I have to confess to God, right? Isn't that so? Suppose I... Alright. Chris had a $5,000, I'm like, steal Chris $5,000, right? I have seen one, Chris? No, alright. Alright, I'm just trying to use an example. And I steal Chris $5,000. Now, what the Bible says? Thou shall not. So, who sin against God? Who sin force against? God, because I steal Chris. But I think the confession should finish there. No? And I got the Chris, and I was like, Chris? Sorry, bye. Steal $5,000. Forgive me. But now, can I only tell him I'm sorry and I give back my $5,000, right? And if you got it, then even that, I can ask for mercy. Ask him for mercy, right? I said, I'll give back $10 to him. He gives me. But the point I'm trying to make, that when you forgive, when God forgive you, you got to also forgive other people, right? And if you sin against the people, you need to go and tell them, man, listen, I'm sorry and ask them for... You know, some people, they don't cut you with spotlights or... It really the case maybe. They don't cut you with that. But they cut you with a tongue. Amen?
Yeah,
amen? Words are very, very powerful. You don't know. You know what I'm saying? God said, let there be. What God said to Lazarus? Lazarus, come for this life and death. The power of the tongue. Amen? Amen? And the massacre of the word. The butcher your reputation. And then they're going to come and say, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord said, hi. Make it right with the brother or sister first. If you come to the altar and remember that your brother was going to be reconciled with the person. You know what the Bible teaches? You see what I like about my Lord? About Jesus? He don't mince matter. He tells you as it is. Amen? You know he calls some people? We call them. Did he call them? Regeneration of viper? Did he call some people serpents? But if I call you serpent, it's your empty tongue. He said, well, Pastor, call you serpent. Oh. The Lord said, if you could come here, go forth, reconcile with your brother or your sister. Amen?
Yes.
Then bring your gift to the altar.
Amen.
Good. So God will forgive us. We are to forgive other people too when they sin against us. Now, why do you think God will forgive us? Why do you think God will forgive us? God will forgive us because Jesus paid for our forgiveness. Amen? Amen? He paid for by coming and dying for us, being buried in the, and he arose again from there, he paid for our forgiveness. Then God will forgive us because of his 1 Peter 2:24 tells us, who his own shall bear our sins and don't body the tree that we being dead to sin shall live unto righteousness, by whose stripes he will heal. Acts 13:13, Amplified Bible tells us, so let it be clearly known and understood by you, brethren, that through this man Jesus, forgiveness and removal of sin is now proclaimed to you. Because of what Jesus Christ did for us, we can have forgiveness of sin. God will forgive all of our sins. Because of what? Because Christ paid for us. And that's why, when you know, you pray in the prayer, Lord, prayer, say, forgive us our debts. As we forgive our debts. You know what the word says? Huh? All our sins are forgiven. Because Christ came and died for us. Then because of the love of God, he forgive us. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad about the love of God? Come on, aren't you glad that the Lord loves us? Huh? Psalm 86:15 tells us, but thou, O Lord, are a God full of compassion. 1 John 4:10 tells us here in his love, not that we love God, but that he, God, loves us. Because God loves us, because we're compassionate God, he forgives us. Thank God he's a merciful God. Amen? I said he's a merciful God. Amen? Now, why should we forgive others? So God will forgive us when we commit sin, but why should we forgive others? Huh? Come on. St. Matthew 6, 14 and 15. Amplified Bible. For if you forgive people their trespasses, their reckless and willful sins, leaving them, let them go and develop resentment, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. Verse 15. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, their reckless and willful sins, leaving them and letting them go, and giving up resentment. Giving up what? Resentment like a cancer eat you. It will eat you inwardly. Neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. I want to show you that I'm not talking about this church in part. I'm talking about the church in church. Hasuka was at the church. Big, nice church. I was preaching. Teaching them the word of God. And after the service, I said, the old time, I'm preaching the old time gospel, right? The old man preaching the old gospel. And whoever. So, the church is a universal church, right? It's not just this church here. Good. God will forgive us only if we forgive others. You think in the church of Jesus Christ, you guys are wicked people? If a man commits adultery, say he's a wicked man. If a man more says the man wicked. If a man cursing and fighting and say that's a man, I want to show you a peculiar type of wickedness that people might be able to see. But if you've got that in you and you don't do something about it, God help you. I say God help you. Hallelujah. So God will forgive us when we sin. Thank God for that. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
One sin that God will not forgive us of. I'm not going to go into the blasphemy. God will take a little time for me to explain what I mean. I don't believe nobody in the church will make a sin of blasphemy. Look. If we don't forgive people when they sin against us, when they do us wrong, don't expect God to forgive you. You wouldn't have forgiveness. Now, how often should we forgive others when they sin against us? All right. Now, if you want to obtain forgiveness in your Christian, your sin, what you need to do? What are the steps to have forgiveness? Huh? How often would God forgive us of all of our sin, and how often should we forgive others of their sin? God will forgive us of all of our sin. When we sin, you know, when we sin and we do things contrary, you know, whatever the case be, along those lines. If God will that after He forgive us, that we sin no more, what He said to the one taking adultery? Neither do I condemn thee what? Go and live your life of sin. So the man that He healed that was the crippled man, I think it was the crippled man, where He said, sin no more, less what? A worse thing come upon you. So God don't want us to sin. But if we sin, thank God, we have forgiveness of sin. Amen? So, when God forgives us, how much of our sins He forgives us of? Some are all. If we confess our sins, He's what? Faithful and just. Forgive us our sins and what? Cleanse us of all righteousness. Now, if you want to obtain forgiveness of sin, what is the first thing we need to do? Psalm 51, 3 is David. I think there's David speaking here. David, the servant of God, said to God, I acknowledge my transgression or sins before thee. If your sin, don't try to cover your sin. Remember how the man in the Bible, they can't. You take his sin, so to speak, and you hide it in his camp or what? You know, because he lost his life and his family also lost his life.
Yes.
Don't try to cover up your sin. Confess your sin. Don't cover up. Confess, right?
Yes.
Amen. So acknowledge if I wrong, me want nobody here. If I wrong, I don't want nobody telling me I'm right. If I wrong, I wrong. If I wrong and you tell me I'm right, you already love me.
No.
Amen. Whom the Lord loveth, he what? If you got brother or sister or friend that they're going wrong and you tell them they're wrong, you really love that person. I say you really love them. Because that's what they're doing. Gonna destroy their life. You gotta show them the wrong. Tell them the wrong. And trust God that they correct the wrong that they're doing. Amen? So must acknowledge your sins. Secondly, we need to be. You think you should be sorry for your sins? be sorry for their sins. 2 Corinthians 7:10 tells us, for godly sorrow worketh repentance. Amen? You know, they had a... sometimes people, anyhow, it was a big thing on TV. So, you know, a certain man, who's supposed to be a man of God, he had about 5,000 or 8,000 people in the church. Now, when people say, get up, gotta be careful. Humble yourself on the mighty hand of God, amen? That he may lift you up. Don't try to wear up. You know who's the greatest person ever walked on the face of the earth? Our Lord Jesus, and he mingled with everybody. Didn't he? Huh?
Yep.
Everybody he mingled with. He loved everybody. Now he got caught up in some big bump, his wife said this. Caught up in adultery. Some other woman he supposed that you want money. God bless you so much, you got a church of 5,000, 8,000 people drink, whatever, everything going good and he's traveling. He wants to another woman. It's just it. Huh? Our next man is the case, maybe. Why didn't God make one man to one woman? God knows the one is sufficient, amen?
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 Amen.
Sufficient. So when you get caught, you know what his wife said? He was not sorry because he sinned, he was sorry because he got caught. That is terrible. This is what this hurt her. That's what hurts her. Not because, well, if he didn't get caught, and so God, I'm sorry, forgive me. She might have accepted them. And things were gone, not good. But when he get caught, he wasn't sorry for the sin. He was like, apparently, he was sorry because they catch him, right? You know, we end up, you don't play around with sin, right? Now we end up, it is said, if you go to the news, the man's name was Zachary Time, right, in Florida. Check this, you know, we end up, it is believed he commits suicide in a hotel room. That's how we end up. If you're wrong, brother, you're wrong. If you're right, you're right. Amen, brother. World?
Amen, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're wrong, you're wrong, you're right, you're right. Somebody asked Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln, if you call a sheep tail, a foot, how many feet will the sheep have? They said five. He said never. A tail could never be a foot. If you call sin something else, that doesn't change it from being sin. Amen? The scripture says, be sure your sins are not. So we end up committing suicide. Big man of God, disgrace the church of Jesus Christ, disgrace the family, disgrace himself, or like he didn't know what to do. And apparently he just said the best way out is suicide. No way, the best way. Not no suicide. Forgiveness, amen? He could have cried to God. He could have said, oh God, I'm still again. And who knows, he might have been a top man today. Because God. Do you know after David sinned, the Lord, in the book of Peter of Matthew, the Lord refers to himself as being a descendant of David? Because why do you think the Lord, I mean, could have referred to him? Because the Lord has forgiven. God forgive you sure, your sin and you still forgetfulness, so to speak. You don't remember your sin anymore. Amen? Jesus called what? A son of David. Remember Rahab? She was a prostitute. But I think even Rahab is mentioned in the genealogy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Do not put down people because of their former life. God is able to forgive.
Amen.
And he's able to heal and he's able to deliver. Amen?
Oh,
no matter
amen,
what
Lord,
you
yeah.
used to be. As a matter of fact, don't let the devil bring back what he used to be. That's why I used to be. That's not what I am now. I'm a child of the King now.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I used to be a sinner, but now I'm a saint. Because of what I am in Christ Jesus. So you need to acknowledge your sin. Be sorry for your sins. Confess your sins to God and ask him to forgive you. Repent, turn away. Amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
Turn away. According to my mind, or to my knowledge, rather, when David committed an act with Bathsheba, it is said that David never committed an act of sin twice. He commits sin in whatever he done and finished with it. Amen? So we should trust God. Not only to confess, but to repent. No repenting, I finish with this, and I turn away from it. Amen? So, God is the person to forgive us. acknowledge your sin, that you have sinned. Be sorry, confess your sins, and ask Him to forgive you. Amen? And don't you think He will forgive you? If you what? Confess our
sins.
Help me. If we confess our sins. He's faithful and just to? And to what?
Cleanse us
from all unrighteousness. But the other one comes up now. And let's find out if you got any wicked people in church. I know if you got any wicked people here, right? But I'm general. Let's find out if you got any wicked people in church. Does God get angry with people?
Yes.
Scripture says, and the anger of the Lord is kindled against. Didn't the word say that?
Yes.
Does God get angry with people in church? Does God call some people in the church? I'm saying this church, I'm in church now. That they are wicked people?
Yes.
Let's find out. And we can close with this God's will. Matthew chapter 18 from verse 21 to 25. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother or sister, whatever they be, sin against me and I forgive them, forgive him or her against me? Till 7 times? Verse 22. Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee, until 7 times, but until 70 times 7, or 440 times, or continually. Amen. Verse 23. So, somebody, no, I think one script saying one day, no, somebody come doing something wrong in one day. No, you gotta be careful with this. Come on, come box me one time. He said, torn neck. So, am I torn neck? I mean, one box me against him, I'll box him. It's a whole different day, right? You guys pass me, so to speak. So you gotta know if people is, if it's your failure, one of them, or the one they're to, no, you don't let somebody box you just like you see by itself. So no. Amen? So I'm trying to teach you something here. Good. So if my man come out and do me something wrong, what do you say? Whatever it is, I forgive him. He come 2 times, he come 10 times, he come 20 times, he come 30 times, 490 times in one day. I said, I forgive you. If you come or don't come, I said, I forgive you. It's a continuous thing. Amen? Now, it doesn't mean when you forgive the person, you condone what the person doing. You know? No way, don't condone, you forgive. Amen? Good. All right, so, verse 23, therefore, the Lord, our Lord takes speaking in heaven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven, like unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. Verse 24, and when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, it owed him 10,000 talents, probably about $10 million, maybe US. Verse 25, but for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and children, and all that he had, and payment be made. So this is like what we come to the Lord Jesus. We have 10 million, more than 10 million sins, right? Some of you maybe can have stopped, take account of the amount of sin we committed. Good. So, what happened? Verse 26. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I'll pay thee all. Verse 27. The Lord of the servant was moved with what?
Compassion.
And loosed him, and canceled his debt, and forgave him. Thank God we come to the Lord. Oh, God, be merciful. You run around things, Lord. I'm so sorry, Lord. Forgive me. Does he forgive us?
Yes.
All of our sins, forgive us. Well, listen to this one now. But the same, so not the next one, but the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence, or about $20. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. Verse 29. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I'll pay thee all. Verse 30. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So he's in prison, we can work to pay your debt now. Amen? You know, I don't see what's going on, right? Do you know every one of us got an angel? And that angel has taken record everything we do. But what the Bible says, every idle word you speak. So all of us here have angels at our soul. And even the children in the scripture says the angels, right? Talk about the angels. And them angels, they're so. If you confess, you sin black out. You don't confess with this beer. That's a serious thought. You know that's a serious thought? Ah. And he laid hands on him. and took him by the throat, saying, "Pay it away." Instead of sorrow, fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, "Have patience to me, and I'll pay thee all." Verse 13. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison to be killed. Verse 21. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto the Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after he had called him, said unto him, now look at this now. Now, didn't the Lord forgive him of about $10 million, probably about $20? Here the Lord said to him, called him and said unto him, "Oh, thou wicked servant, I forgive thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I have pity on thee?" So what the Lord called this man?
Wicked.
Come on, help me. What the Lord called the man?
Wicked.
Did he call him a wicked man?
Wicked.
Servant.
All right. Then his master, after he called him, look on the screen, said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgive you all that debt because you begged me. You begged me to do it." Now he was not just an ordinary, but he was a servant. Do you know we as Christians are servants of God? Are we not?
Yeah.
The Lord said, "This man is a wicked servant." You know why he was called wicked? He was not willing to forgive the poor. Right? But look at verse 34. And his Lord was wrath. What did the word wrath mean?
Angry.
Huh?
Angry.
Did his Lord wrath? Did he get, and his Lord was angry. Now, when we don't forgive people when they sin against us, who they be? That's why when people do me wrong before they come, I don't forgive them. Last time, I don't forgive them. God won't forgive me. Amen. The man was referred to as a wicked man, and God got angry with him. You know, people in church generally speaking, when people God get angry with because why they want to lose those persons that may have done them wrong. Listen. If they do you wrong and they don't want to repent, they problem, not you problem. Amen? They're not you problem, it's their problem. And God will deal with them. You don't let that sin keep you out of heaven. Don't let God call a wicked person get angry with me. Why not get this one, but you don't want to get angry with me? It's the Almighty God. Amen? Hallelujah. So, to verse 35 now. So, likewise, shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not every one of his brother their trespasses. In other words, if we don't forgive others, God will not forgive us. Amen? We have to be, you know, God is a very forgiving God. Think about it, how many times we feel it, but we come to God, may the Lord forgive us. Should we not forgive other people also? Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those what? That trespass against us.
Amen.
Amen. That's the word of God. Does not mean that's the word of the Lord. That's what we call that the Lord's Prayer. We need to reconcile. You know what reconcile means? Remove the differences. And thank God when God forgives us, we forgive other people. We have what? We'll have what you call a clear conscience. So what I'm saying now, God forgive us. Don't He forgive us?
Yeah.
Thank God. When we run sin, He forgive us. After we become Christian, He forgive us. But there's one point I want to make and then I finish. That's something called presumptuous. You remember presumptuous sin? Huh? Now, do you believe Saul, in the Bible, King Saul presumptuously went after a sacrifice he knew he was supposed to offer it? Huh? He was supposed to go and offer no sacrifice. He was no priest, he was a king. When the Lord said, "Get rid of the Amalekite," did he know what the Lord told him to do? He knew what he was supposed to do. Do you know he lost his kingdom?
Yes.
And he committed suicide? Because he was deliberately going to do this thing. What about in the New Testament? You know anybody who deliberately commit sin and lose their life? I'm talking about the New Testament.
Yeah.
Alright. What about Ananias and Sapphira? Right. Did they know what they were doing? Then they plan it out.
Yeah.
Huh? You know, I'm to both of them. because a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. God will forgive you, but don't, how should I put it? Don't take your eyes and pass God. Right? Because God is good and merciful. You have said, I'm not a thief. And I do, and then I say, oh God, forgive me. Oh God, forgive me. You just don't play with it, alright? God, the hand of God might fall upon you. And the next thing, you're no more.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
All the young people, the old people, whoever you be, doesn't matter who you be. The word says, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. He's a good, kind, merciful God. He will forgive us. Thank God for the answer, for the belief. He's walking like we confess our sins here. We fall through ignorance, however. But don't deliberately go and do things. I want God. You know what you're doing when you deliberately want somebody to do? You're hardening your heart. You're hardening your conscience. After time, you might not feel convicted anymore. Amen? But thank God he's a forgiving God. Amen? Brethren, I say God is a forgiving God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's just praise him and thank him for his forgiveness. Come on. Give him praise and thank for his forgiveness. He's a forgiving God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We praise.